to the ground.
Well, howdy, everybody, and a great big Western welcome to the Lucky You Ranch. The whole Lucky You gang is right here to cook up a little lunchtime fun till we all have to get back to our chores. The Sons of the Pioneers are all on hand, along with Betty Taylor and Frankie Messina, and we might as well get right down to business with a grand old cow country tune called Out on the Open Range.
I want to ride my pony over the prairie out on the open range, burden the cattle dusty and weary out on the open range. I want to see the sunset over the mountain, leaving the moon so plain. I want to hit the saddle, burden lady cattle out on the open range. Yeah. Blankets there by the campfire waiting the break of day. I want to see the sunset over the mountain, leaving the moon so plain. I'll get my pile together and then we'll hit the leather out on the open range.
Thank you, fellas, thank you. Why, looky here, it ain't little old Betty, singing schoolmarm.
Hello, Shug.
Glad you're here, but Betty, I got a new joke I want to tell you. It seems this fella got his foot caught in a bear trap.
Shug, not now. I'm not in the mood for jokes.
All right. If that's all the thanks I get for trying to make the world a little bit brighter,
well,
I'll leave.
Say, Betty, what's bothering you?
Well, Lloyd, Tommy and I are going on a picnic over the weekend, and do you know what Tommy said?
Do you mean that Tommy actually said something?
He certainly did. He said he wouldn't go unless I brought along a lot of peanut butter sandwiches. And I don't like playing second fiddle to a sandwich.
Betty, I think I can explain everything. I'm sure that if Tommy had included one more word in that statement, you'd have understood.
One more word, George?
Why, of course. Planters peanut butter. You see, Planters, the folks who make those wonderful peanuts that everybody likes, makes peanut butter, too. And what peanut butter? Why, it's just as nutritious as Planters peanuts, and every bit as delicious, because that's exactly what it's made of. Why, the flavor of those fresh, plump nuts is brought out to its fullest by Planter's special process. And then it's homogenized to stay smooth, and then it's packed right away so that fresh peanut flavor is locked in till you open that jar. Get some today. Planter's peanut butter in the red label jar with that picture of Mr. Peanut on it. Remember, Planter's is the word for good peanuts, good peanut oil, and good peanut butter.
Thank you.
thank you, Bert. On that tune, I guess we went about as far as we can go. There's a joke right there, fellas.
Oh.
That was Hugh Fine, his flying fiddle, and little brother Carl on his galloping guitar. Doing one of their own compositions. Cajun Stomp.
You don't tell me.
Yes, I do, too, and I'll tell you something else.
What?
Hugh Farr and Carl Farr, they're brothers.
Sure. No. You must have been wearing your detective hat again.
Yep, they're brothers, and they're famous, too. Mm-hmm. I've been studying up on the name for them, and I figured I'd call them the famous Farr brothers.
Oh, Suge, I know they'll might be just real grateful for a brand new idea like that.
Ain't really nothing, Lord. That kind of stuff just seems to come easy to a songwriting feller like me. Always singing up titles and all of such stuff like that. Did I tell you the title to my song that's going to be published, Lloyd?
Yes, you did, Chuck.
I didn't think I did. It's Sleepy Time Gal. Quit your daydreaming.
Never mind, Chuck. We've heard it 40 times.
And that ain't nothing to how many times you're going to hear it when it gets published. It's going to be on the radio, and them Jake boxes.
Wait a minute. That's Jukebox.
The one I mean, ain't it? Jake box. Old Jake Dinwiddie made it himself out of a packing box, a loudspeaker, and an old motorcycle motor.
It must have a beautiful tone, Chuck.
You know, that thing will surprise you.
Yeah?
Makes Margaret Truman sound just like a Harley Davidson.
There's no doubt that should be just the machine for your song, all right.
Sometimes I almost wish I had never wrote that that blame tune.
Well, easy now, Sugar. Remember, you're speaking of the melody you love.
Oh, it ain't the tune, Lloyd. It's that doggone publisher. I still ain't heard from him again.
Well, are you sure he's got a first-class outfit, Sugar? You know, I've heard that some of those people sometimes steal songs.
You know, somehow, Ken, it don't seem likely in this case.
Oh, of course not, of course not. This is a real number one company, no doubt about that.
Now, what's the name of it?
Didn't I tell you that?
No.
Why, you've probably done business with them, you fellas. This outfit's called the Happy House of Harmony Music Publishers Umbrellas Prepared While You Wait.
Umbrellas Prepared? What in the world has that got to do with the music publishing business?
I don't know, unless they publish a lot of them rain songs you hear all the time. But you can see an outfit with a name like that. There ain't nothing second-rate about them folks.
No, I expect you're right, Chuck. Kind of a soggy song specialist, huh?
Yeah, well, if that's what they want, I sure got it.
Now, exactly what do you mean by that?
Well, my new song, Kenneth, I figured if this year's Shrimp Boats was such a big success, I'd do one like it, only better.
Well, that should be just downright easy for you, Shug.
Why, it was. Nothing to do to it. Minute I seen how folks like shrimp boats, I sat right down and commenced to write one called Clam Canoes.
Oh!
Yeah, pretty little thing. Kind of got the waterfront of Rome about it.
That I can believe.
Well, Shug, old Fisher, I don't want to interrupt your career, but don't you think we ought to get back in our own territory? I don't recall ever seeing any canoes around the Lucky U Ranch.
Well, if you fellas ain't interested in real, true songwriting art, go ahead and do anything you mind to. I don't care.
Well, we have a mind to have Hugh Farr do one of the Hoagy Carmichael great tunes called Moon Country.
For that moon country.
possum in coon country. And that old sycamore boy really haven't back down south. I'll lose my mind until I get there. I long for that old country. That good for the soul country. Good for cooking things that melt in your mouth, like cornbread and black-eyed peas and stuff like that there. And my cousin Cindy Lou plays a twilight hymn for you. And she makes that old piano sound exactly like brand new. I long for that moon country. That's where I should be. For that old moon country is
now I think we'd better get down to some serious Lucky You business.
Well, I don't know just what you're going to say, but I'm ready for you.
Well, I figured that all out when I saw you pull up down by the ranch gate and get the mail out of the RFD box. You did get a gold deed letter, didn't you, Lloyd?
Yes, sir, Ken, about a family back in Texas. And I think if anybody deserves a gold deed for their good deeds, these folks do. The letter was written by Mrs. Edward A. O'Neill. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, up in Medford, Oregon. The letter says, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I'd like to drop in for a few moments to speak a good word for the best man and wife I ever knew. Mr. and Mrs. Dave Tucker, now living in Leveland, Texas. We were their neighbors while we were in Texas. Dave has been a cripple ever since he was a boy. Yet he was always on the job and never too busy to help a neighbor who was sick or behind with his work. This man and his team and plow got the job done. His wife went out all times of the night, no matter how cold or how far it was, to take care of the sick. I know this is true, for I was there. Don't you think this would be a wonderful family to receive your gold deed award? It'd make so many of us happy to know that they were awarded an acre of your Lucky You Ranch. Thanks for this opportunity to write in just a few things about our neighbor in Texas. We love Dave Tucker." Thank you very much. The letter is signed a friend, Mrs. Edward O'Neill, 607 Clark Street, Medford, Oregon.
Well, Lloyd, all I can say is that Mr. Tucker may have been crippled up a little in body, but there sure is nothing crippled about his heart. We're going to be proud to send the Tuckers their gold deed to an acre of Lucky You land just as soon as the necessary legal steps have been taken. Right now, we'll send them a Sons of the Pioneers song salute, a solo from Lloyd Perryman. It's an old Irish ballad called Rose of Tralee.
Pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the
summer. Yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of
done. You know, folks, every day fellows from the service drop by and sit on the Lucky You fence, and we'd like for you folks to meet them. Lloyd, are you all set with the microphone down there?
I sure am, Ken, and we've got a bunch of the boys today. I won't have much time, but just ask the boys their name and where they're from. Here's a fellow from the Navy. What's your name, please?
Ray Cusick.
Ray Cusick, and where's your home, Ray?
Potosi, New Jersey.
I see. Well, it's awful nice of you to drop down and see us. Your home, sailor?
East Orange, Jersey.
And what's your name?
Bill Hickey.
Bill Hickey. Well, we hope that maybe some of you fellas, folks, or girlfriends, or wives, or somebody might be listening. Thank you very much for coming down. Corporal here from the Army. What's your name, Corporal?
Donald Jacobson.
Donald Jacobson. Where's your home, Don?
Kennedy, Minnesota.
Well, it's awful nice of you to drop down and see us, Don. Come back, will you?
I bet I will.
Here's another fella from the Navy. He's got a bunch of ribbons, stars, and everything, but we won't say too much about that. What's your name, please?
Max Randall.
Max Randall. Max, where's your home?
Marshtown, Iowa.
Marshtown? Marshalltown?
Yes, uh-huh.
I see. Well, it's nice of you to drop down. Come back, will you?
Sure.
Another boy here from the Army. He's a corporal. What's your name, Corporal?
Eddie Hodge.
Eddie Hodges?
Hodge.
Hodge. Just plain Hodge.
Plain Hodge.
Where's your home,
Philadelphia.
Eddie? Philadelphia. Nice of you to drop down. Here's a boy. He's a staff sergeant here. He's got ribbons all over the place. We'd like to ask you your name.
William Myrick.
William Myrick. And where's your home, Bill?
Newport News, Virginia.
Well, it's nice of you to come down. We hope you'll come back and see us again. Another fellow here, tech sergeant here. What's your name, sir?
Moselle Berry.
Moselle Berry.
That's right.
And where's your home?
Newport News, Virginia.
I see. You fellas come from about the same spot, looks
That's
like.
That's right.
Nice of you to drop down. Another technical sergeant here. What's your name, please?
Henry M. Tyson.
Henry M. Tyson. Where's your home?
Newport News, Virginia.
Also Newport News.
Right.
Well, nice of you to come by to see us.
Okay.
Another fellow here from the Army. What's your name, please?
Paul M. Butler.
Paul M. Butler. Your home wouldn't by any chance be Newport News, would it?
That's right.
Well, don't. Nice of you to drop down. Another here is a first sergeant. Boy, that's got ribbons also all over. What's your name, please?
Romeo Lambert.
Romeo Lambert.
That's right.
Not Newport News.
No, I'm from the western part of Virginia. Clifton Forge, Virginia.
Clifton Forge. By the way, I noticed one thing about all of you fellas, the last four boys that I've had the opportunity to talk to. You all wear a green ribbon on top of their blouse. What does that designate, please?
Indicates that we have been in charge of combat training for the fellas who we are training.
Combat training.
That's right.
Well, it's sure nice of you to drop down, fellas. Come back and see us, will you?
We've enjoyed being here.
Thank you very much. Our servicemen.
Thank you, Lloyd, and thank you, fellas, for coming down. Say, Betty, ain't them service boys a fine-looking bunch of young fellas?
They certainly are, Shug.
You know, something kind of makes me want to do something for him. I think I'll just sing him one of my songs.
Shug. Hmm? I heard that, and it's a mighty kind thought, but we'd sort of decided to do one of Bob Nolan's songs.
All right, Tom. That's okay. Me and old Robin, heck, where did you just like that? And that kid Nolan probably needs a plug more than I do anyway.
I imagine so. Anyway, here's a song for the boys sitting on our Lucky You fence. It's a trail herding song called Move On, You Lazy Cattle.
We've a long way to go. Tell me, why are you so slow?
Move along, lazy cattle, move along.
And you're not coming back. It's a game, but it's a fact.
Move along, lazy cattle, move along. This is the last trail you travel over. Fill up on sage and clover. Move on, you prairie rover, move on. And when you're all steak and stew together, I'll still be pounding leather. Move on, you cattle, move along.
Was a year ago today that I branded you this way.
Move along, lazy cattle, move along.
And you're big, fat, and round, you bring 10 cents a pound.
Move along, lazy cattle, move along. This is the last trail you travel over. Fill up on sage and clover. Move on, you prairie rover, move on. And when you're all steak and stew together, I'll still be pounding leather. Move on, you cattle, move along. Move along, move along. Move along, lazy cattle, move along.
Carl Farr.
Yes, Betty.
May I see you a minute?
Well, I was looking for you earlier, Betty. How are plans coming for the barn dance Saturday night down at the Simpkins?
Oh, just fine. You know, we've got to make this party a complete success.
Well, sure. We decided that yesterday.
Well, yesterday after school was out, I drove over to see Mrs. Simpkins to tell her what you boys here on the Lucky You were doing to help them fix the damage the flood did.
Well, now, Betty, there wasn't any reason to do that.
Well, I thought there was. And, you know, Lloyd and I have a special song for them. Since the Simpkins moved out here from Ohio, well, we're doing a duet, and it's called Beautiful Ohio. Does that sound all right?
Well, it sounds fine, but you better start practicing right now.
All right. Come on, Lloyd. Let's try it.
All right. I'm ready, Betty.
Drifting with the current down a moon. Above the heavens in their glory gleam, and the stars on high
twinkle in the sky, seeming in a paradise of love divine. Of a pair of eyes that looked in mine,
beautiful Ohio, in dreams again I see visions of what used to be.
Of love divine,
dreaming of a pair of eyes that look in mine.
Beautiful Ohio, in dreams again I see visions of what you.
pardon, Betty. Along about this time every day, we like to hear Hugh Farr's thought for the day. Hugh, you aren't going to pass us by today, are you?
No, Ken. I've got one that's plumb full of the truth. You know, people are always worrying about losing things, you know. Women are afraid they'll lose their jewelry, and men are afraid of losing their money. Well, there's always more jewelry and more money. But they don't often hear people worrying much over losing one thing they can't replace, and that's friends. The idea was expressed very well years ago by a philosopher named Southey. And he said, the loss of a friend is like that of a limb. Time may heal the anguish of the wound, but the loss cannot be repaired.
That's something that I think everybody should remember when they're inclined to get angry with their real friends.
Lloyd, you're right, and I don't mean to interrupt, but it's just about time to get back to ranching and hit the trail.
Well, you haven't any special trail in mind, would you, City Slicker?
Well,
yeah. Well, snappy.
The Utah Trail is nobody mind.
What do you know?
I'm going to hide away out beside that Utah Trail. Moonlight is bright as day, far out on that Utah Trail. There's where I'll settle down in peace, where all is still. In a little hut just built for two, tucked away in the heart of the hill. There, neath the sky that blue in the golden summertime, out where friends are true and all nature is in rhyme. Someone is waiting with a love that never fails, waiting patiently to welcome me far out on that Utah trail.
You ask me where I'm going so early in the dawn. I'm just a traveler roaming, just a roaming on. I've looked this whole world over, many times I've searched in vain for a spot that seems like heaven to me, and I long to be again.
I'm going to hide away out beside that Utah trail. Moonlight is bright as day, far out on that Utah trail. There's where I'll settle down in peace, where all is still. In a little hut just built for two, tucked away in the heart of the hill. There, neath the skies of blue in the golden summertime, out where friends are true and all nature is in rhyme. Someone is waiting with a love that never fails, waiting patiently to welcome me far out on that Utah trail.
Well, sir, folks, you hear that tune again? That means it's time to be getting on back to those chores here around the Lucky You, and probably out at your ranch, too. So until tomorrow, this is George Putnam, surrounded by the sons of the pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and all the rest of our gang here on the Lucky You, all saying so long for now. This program came to you from the Lucky You. Until tomorrow, be lucky, you. American Sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
KECA AM and FM, Los Angeles.